When it comes to issues of public safety, it's usually good for neighbors to get together and talk about it. But in a neighborhood that's seen rapid development, people intending to talk about violence can end up arguing about gentrification and the fate of a certain property. You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alisea, and that's the discussion I watched at a coffee shop in Seattle's Central District.
I'd like to first say everybody's voice is welcome here. I think we should openly...
Sarah May owns 701 Coffee on 23rd and Cherry. She's had the shop for 3 years, but says she's been living in the Central District for about a decade. On a recent Saturday afternoon, more than a dozen people cram into the corner coffee shop to talk about a recent spate of shootings, which are up in the city. Besides me, the meeting has attracted three TV cameras and another reporter, curious to see how neighbors are trying to deal with this issue. As people finish up their introductions, a group walks in. Suddenly, this meeting is no longer about gun violence. It's about a parcel of land a few blocks north and the effects of gentrification. The Midtown Center property on 23rd and Union has become something of a flashpoint for the tension surrounding growth and development in the Central District. The old low-rise building that sits there now is surrounded by a fancy pot shop, extensive construction, and a towering newer development. The group who came into the meeting that afternoon was led by Wyking Garrett. He works out of Midtown and says you can't talk about neighborhood violence without talking about what the neighborhood looks like.
So we wanted to make sure, since this was a public community meeting, that we were able to set the record straight about what is the work that we're doing.
Garrett is a leader of Africa Town and Black Dot, two organizations that promote Black businesses and Black culture in the Central District and throughout Seattle. He's tied up right now in a fight over what's going to happen to the Midtown property and who will eventually develop it in a historically Black neighborhood that's becoming whiter and more expensive to live in.
I thought I heard everyone in the community say that the issue of violence and crime was definitely connected to economic opportunities and agency, you know, your ability to generate revenue to sustain yourself.
It's not about preserving what's there in Amber. Rather, it's about asking who has control over the future of the property and the future of the neighborhood. But that question is certainly up for debate. What erupted in Sarah May's coffee shop gets to the core of what it's like to live and work in a place that has been upended by rapid change. I caught up with May a few days later, after emotions had died down.
You know, I can only offer my perspective as a queer white person. That's it.
She says that means, for example, she wants to see a police presence in her neighborhood. But she also says she's sensitive to why some people might be wary of police.
We need to talk about these things. You know, you can feel it in the air in the Central District, like the tension.
I was born and raised in this community. My grandfather had a real...
That's Victoria Beach. She came to the meeting to talk about gun violence, and she's part of a couple other neighborhood organizations that are dealing with these issues. She says this particular discussion lacked structure, and she felt like some people were arguing just to argue.
I'm the only reason why I'm involved and came is I care about my community, and I want to help find solutions where we can all be together. We can agree to disagree, but let's try to work together.
But she also says she gets why people feel so strongly about these changes.
It bothers me sometimes still a little, you know, when I'm walking through my neighborhood and I get upset, but I'm trying not to let it bother me. I want us to be able to coexist. I mean, we can't put them out, they're here.
Like May said, people have to talk about it. I asked May if she would ever hold another meeting at the coffee shop. She says she wants to keep talking, but she'd have to find a bigger space for everyone's voice. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.